Next patient was Michelle Barker. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Michelle Barker, B-A-R-K-E-R. B as in boy. B-A-R-K-E-R. Date of birth is 5/30/66. Date of visit is 5/1/25. Please make copy for Vinay Srivastava. Vinay, V-I-N-A-Y. Srivastava, S-R-I-V-A-S-T-A-V-A. Srivastava, S-R-I-V-A-S-T-A-V-A. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of pneumonia and obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 58-year-old obese female who has had a shortness of breath with exertion, has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, and has been on a CPAP setup at night. The patient was admitted patient had been admitted to Advent Hospital in April with shortness of breath and atelectasis of the right mid lung. And was discharged in a satisfactory condition and advised follow-up with pulmonology. She was treated with IV antibiotic therapy and nebulized bronchodilator therapy, and a CT of the chest done on 2/28/25 showed right mid lobe to be completely consolidated with no residual lung aeration. There was also mild interstitial thickening in the adjacent parts of the right upper lobe and right lower lobes. And a small pleural effusion. There was a right lower lobe subpleural nodule measuring 2.9 by 2.5 centimeter, and previously was 2.6 centimeter. The right upper lobe also has ground glass opacities, which apparently were slightly improved from a previous CT. Next paragraph. The patient is experiencing shortness of breath with exertion, occasional cough, wheezing, and trouble ambulating. She has not been on any oxygen at home. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for multiple medical problems, including history for chronic respiratory failure, history of rheumatoid arthritis, and a past history for colon resection. Colon section. She had a previous bronchoscopy done in May of 24 for atelectasis of the right mid lobe, and found to have moderate chronic inflammation of the tissue. The right middle lobe was occluded with a fleshy lesion. Biopsies and brushings were done from this, which showed moderate chronic inflammation, but no malignant cells were identified in the biopsies or the washings. There were atypical cells present in the bronchial brushings, which were suspicious for malignancy. The patient was discharged and advised follow-up, but did not return for follow-up till this year, and has not been seen by oncology. She does have a history of rectal cancer, resected in the past, and had wound infection of the abdominal wall with days since, and she had a prolonged hospital stay, and had a colostomy with a stoma, which she presently has, and also has a ventral hernia. Patient has had C-section in the past, a rectocele repair, and a hernia repair. She's been treated for COPD, and multiple UTIs. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 43 years. And she's trying to quit. Alcohol use, none recently. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of dementia and old age. Father is alive and has dementia. Mother passed away from lung cancer. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss. Patient had some weight loss. No fever or fatigue. No devolution, no cataracts. She has no hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has no asthma. Has hay fever. She also has persistent cough and wheezing. There's no abdominal pains, nausea. She has diarrhea and constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no. Leg swelling, but has anxiety and depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next paragraph. Medlist included albuterol inhaler, 2 pups, TIDPRN, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, ibuprofen 600 milligrams PRN, escitalopram 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. And Symbicort inhaler, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Next, physical exam, this obese middle-aged female. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 130 over 70. Pulse is... Pulse is 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 254, saturation 97. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And scattered visas bilaterally. And no crackles on either side. Heart sounds are irregular, as one on S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft and benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. Mild varicosities and no calf tenderness. Reflex on the 1+, no growth, more rested. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Atelectasis, right mid lobe. With bronchial obstruction. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. And number 3, history of rectal carcinoma. Status post colon resection and colostomy placement. And number 4 is diabetes mellitus. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6, history of rheumatoid arthritis. Oh, can you please add those in the past history, please? Past history also includes history of rheumatoid arthritis. And history of diabetes and hypertension. And history for rectal cancer. In the plan, the patient was advised to come in for a bronchoscopy to reevaluate the right mid lobe atelectasis. Coagulation profile and CBC were ordered. She will continue with the Symbicort inhaler 2 puffs twice a day. Hold hold off on any anticoagulation, and the bronchoscopy will be scheduled at the Advent Hospital, and a follow-up to be arranged in 4 weeks. She was also advised to see oncology for follow-up, advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch, and the patient is in agreement. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Vinay Srivastava, V-I-N-A-Y, Srivastava, S-R-I-V-A-S-T-A-V-A, Srivastava, M-D. Give us a start. This is a...